my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Thank you for listening Wednesday. Today is going to be a great day. Elementary chapel, high school chapel. There's no college chapel day because there's commencement exercises, and they'll be having a rehearsal during that time. Young people are packing up, getting ready to leave to go home on the mission field or serve God this summer in churches, internship. But then tonight, 6:30, you're going to want to watch the service. God always gives me the message. He gave me a message for this graduating class about maybe 2 months ago, and I always give them a gift to remind them of the message, and I'm looking forward to giving them this gift tonight. Well, 6:30 tonight, tune in. His Life for Mine. This is the GSBC Tour Group Boys. I think this might be this year's, if I'm not mistaken, a couple years ago. That's all right. And they're going to sing, "Thank God that He Gave His Life, that I didn't have to give my life, and my life would not have been good enough. His life is perfect." Sing it, fellas.
His heart was broken, mine was mended. He became sin, now I am clean. The cross He carried bore my burden. The nails that held Him set me free. His life for mine, His life for mine. How could it ever be that He would die, God's Son would die to save. Of suffering brought me healing. He spilled His blood to fill my soul. His crown of thorns made me royalty. His sorrow gave me joy untold.
His life for mine, His life for mine.
What love divine,
what love divine,
what love divine.
We have many degrees in the college. We have Bible. Everybody has to major in Bible. But we have pastor, assistant pastor, missions, of course, Christian schools, secretarial degrees, schooling, all of, there's so many music degrees, so many degrees. But we're beginning a new program, a four-year program with seven instructors that are going to give their lives to this. It's the media degree. That you can come here in 4 years, get a media degree that is better than any secular college in America. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. I hope that you'll think about that. I found it all. This is the Alvin Martinez and family singing. I found it all when I found the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're today in Psalm 100. Get your Bibles ready, if you will, for the Bible study.
Success to follow me. I thought it might be in a plan to sail across the seas, but I didn't find what I really need. I found it all when I lost everything and gave my life to serve all. For me, I'm laying down all my ideas of what I think my life should be. I'm leaving everything I am right at Jesus' feet, for it's here I find everything I need. I found it all when I lost it.
We're studying this week, serving Jesus, and you know it's the best life to serve the Lord. I'm happy in the service of the King. Serving Jesus with humility of heart, as Acts chapter 20, verse 19. Serving the Lord with a fervent spirit, Romans 12, 11. Today, serving the Lord with gladness. Look at Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise. A joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Here it is. Serve the Lord with gladness. You know, there's one ministry I don't know much about, and that's the nursery ministry here. I know it takes an army of workers to just care for these babies, but I remember when our children were little babies, and once in a while, rarely, but I'd drop them off at the nursery. Normally my wife would, but if she had to go to a practice and play the piano, I'd take the kids. And you know, Julia Hudson, she's with the Lord. She was a staff member. She died at age 55. And Julia, I'll never forget, she would, I was in the background. She didn't even see me. She said something complimentary for about every child. Oh, doesn't she look beautiful today? Or, oh, this is one of our favorites. She is such a sweet. She said something nice about every single child. Well, you know, through the years, we've had nursery workers, and I'm certain some are not happy about it, you know, from time to time, but they never come across that way. They always come across so happy, so grateful. You know, if I was thinking about every ministry of ours here, whatever, if the security ministry, they're all joyful about it. Serious, but joyful. The ushers are all joyful. They're such good ushers. The choir is so amazing. The live stream people, they just all serve with a smile on their face and a happiness and a joy. Those that work in the radio room during the services, so great. The nursery workers, the parking lot attendants, the shuttle drivers, the Sunday school drivers on the buses, the bus captains, the Sunday school teachers, the soloists, everybody, we're serving the Lord with a joyful, glad heart. Serve God with joy. I get to be the pastor. I'm privileged to be the pastor. I'm the pastor of the great North Valley Baptist Church. You know, Brother Jewel, I remember when I first came here, I'd never been called pastor before. I was just Brother Jack everywhere I went. And I loved the name pastor. I just loved it. And some folks started calling me Pastor Jack. Well, I was a young kid in my 20s. And I said, you know, after a while, I said, just call me Brother Jack or something. Don't call me Pastor Jack. I don't like that name. I knew a guy that was a sissy. He was Pastor Jack in Indiana years before. And I said, don't call me that. They said, well, and our people are so good. What do you want to be called? I said, really just Pastor or Pastor Treber. I got a doctorate from Dr. Jack Hiles in 1983. And I came home and they made such a big deal about it. We were in the gym those days for about 6 months, and they had a big sign, welcome Dr. and Mrs. Treber and Dr. Treber, and they all said, and I said, let me just tell you something. This is honorary. I did not earn it. And in addition to that, I don't want anybody in our church calling me doctor. Now, if it makes you sound good, if you like it in front of your boss or your mayor or somebody, this is Dr. Treber, that's fine. But not church. I want to be your pastor. I want to be your shepherd. And you know, I've shepherded these people for over 50 years now, and I love it. I don't have to work to put a smile on my face. I don't have to work to put a smile on my face when I sing. It's just natural. Why? Because I'm serving God with gladness. You know, life is amazing. You run out of time. I mean, I've given all my 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, and I won't go any further, but I've given that next one too. And I've given a lot of years to this ministry. And now I'm just hanging on. I'm hanging on. I'm praying God gives me more years. Bobby Robertson said he's going to pastor his church till 100 and then go in full-time evangelism. I feel the same way. I might pastor to 85 or 90 and then go in full-time evangelism, but I love it. I love what I'm doing. Are you happy? I am happy in the service of the King. I am happy, oh, so happy. I have peace and joy that nothing else can bring in the service of the King. In the service. Are you happy? Are you happy teaching that class? I hope you are. What a privilege to teach those little, John Morris and his wife, 40 years have taught kindergarten, a godly layman, kindergarten for 40 years plus, and thank God for that. Father, I want to thank you that we can serve thee with humility of mind and serving thee with a fervent spirit and serving thee with gladness. Help us to put these ingredients in our life as we serve thee on this Wednesday. Bless our graduation tonight is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, Thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.